just miss the gold standard? It's Home Economics on 95BFM with Rupert Carline of Coda Wealth.
Kia ora, Rupert, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. Weird old week that we're in, but hope that you and your bubble are going well.
Yeah, we're surviving. We've got two young kids, and I think lockdown would be great if it weren't for having to constantly entertain kids.
I'm sure there's plenty of people in the same boat there. We've had a few sort of lockdown-related money questions, unsurprisingly, come through this week. So let's start with this first one. Somebody said, I was in the process of trying to buy a house, and now that we've gone back into lockdown, I'm worried it's a bad decision. Should I hold off?
I don't think lockdown should change that decision at all. If you had lined up to buy a house and everything was, it's what you'd wanted to do, you're happy with the house, there's no reason why lockdown should change that. I think the one thing just to be aware of is there is potential that the economic situation gets a little bit worse. And so just make sure you've got sufficient headroom in your mortgage so that if anything does go wrong with your job, if you do need to take a pay cut or you need to spend a tiny bit of time not working, then it's not going to cause too much of an issue. And I know that's easy to say, but so I think the house purchasing decision, there's probably no need to change. Just be a little bit more careful and aware of your personal finances.
We've had questions about people losing jobs as well, because that's probably the reality for a lot of people at the moment. Somebody said, I've been made redundant and I want to apply for financial hardship. Should I be looking at withdrawing my KiwiSaver or contacting Work and Income?
Sorry to hear that. It's never easy losing your job. It needs to be a combination of both. So you should definitely get in touch with Work and Income to understand what your options are and what support they are willing to give you. At the same time, it is also worth getting in touch with your KiwiSaver provider to make sure that you understand exactly what their process is. You might find that Work and Income will give you enough and that's fine for you to live on. But then you do want to make sure you understand exactly what you can get out of your KiwiSaver and what conditions your provider will put on it. So I'd be having both of those conversations as soon as you can. If possible, if you can avoid withdrawing from your KiwiSaver, that will be better. At the end of the day, it is there to help you save for your retirement. And anything you take out today means less for your retirement. In saying that, though, there's no point struggling through life today if you do have money there. So definitely it is there to be used in times like this.
So when you say they can put conditions on you taking it out from your KiwiSaver, what could that possibly look like? How does that work?
So in order to approve financial hardship as a provider, what we need to do is we need to take an assessment of an individual person's financial situation. So we will look at your budget, your incoming, your outgoing. Do you have mortgage payments that you can't meet? Do you have rent payments that you can't meet? So we need to see specific cash flow expenses and specific reasons that you need the money. It can't be just for I don't really have much incoming at the moment and I'm not really sure what's going to happen over the next couple of months, so therefore I want to make a withdrawal.
Right.
It needs to be for a specific purpose, which is basically for surviving. Your KiwiSaver provider will also ask you to have a look and make sure that you have checked with Work and Income before that. Generally, and to be fair, most KiwiSaver providers, they are fair on this. They do understand and acknowledge that it is your money. You do need to be able to have access to it. There's just quite a few ticks and boxes that we all need to go through to give it to you.
Okay, that's good to know. Somebody says, am I better off renting and saving my KiwiSaver for retirement at the moment? So this sounds like someone who might have been thinking about buying a house maybe, or starting to have those conversations.
I think it's a really hard one, this one. It's kind of six one way, half dozen the other. At the end of the day, KiwiSaver is a great investment scheme that will help you set up for retirement, particularly if it's invested properly the whole way through. But in saying that, a house is also another asset that generally you do pretty well with as well. So from an investment perspective, you might do better on a house, you might do better with a KiwiSaver, but at the end of the day, they are both solid assets that are going to be there to help you for your retirement. So therefore, I don't think it makes much difference whether you have it in one versus the other.
Right, there we go. And the last one we've got in this morning is, I'm on minimum wage and in part-time work. Am I better off contributing 3% or should I be putting in more to my KiwiSaver at the moment?
So minimum wage at part-time work. Look, if you can afford to put in more money, I would always say you can, but it sounds as though that could be quite a challenge for you personally to put in more. At the end of the day, to have a sufficient retirement, to be able to retire with a level of income that you currently have, you do need to be putting in somewhere between 10 to 12%. So remember, your employer puts in 3, so that means you topping it up with another 8%. So we would always say, look, if you can afford it, increase your payments and increase your contributions. However, as I said on one of the earlier questions, there's no point ruining your life today to try and give yourself a good retirement. It needs to be balanced.
That is very sound advice. Well, Rupert, thank you very much for that. If any of you listeners have more questions for Rupert, you can text them through on 53955 and we'll put them to you again this time next week, Rupert. And hope you and your bubble are going well. Any good activities going on? You been for any walks or done any crafting, things like that?
There's a lot of bike rides.
Bike rides is a good way to do it at the moment.
We've got a lot of bike rides, so hopefully the weather holds out for us. The Greyland Pump Track is still open.
Excellent.
Which my kids absolutely love, so we're there twice a day every day, which is perfect.
That sounds great. That sounds like a very good setup. Hey, thanks, Rupert. Yeah. We'll talk to you again next week. Take care.
Thank you.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Money. Home Economics on 95 BFM.